The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, live from Bar Canada at the D, Bar Canada, the Barrage. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. By the way, before we get to Michael Montesano and bracket by bracket, one correction, of course, we were talking about NIT and Indiana State, and I threw in St. John's. St. John's, among the teams that have already declined the invite because they're so angry.
Yeah, St. John's, Oklahoma, a couple others.
Yeah. Rick Pitino had something to say. A lot of these coaches had something to say. Rick Pitino, quote.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
First off, I think we should all probably never mention that word net again because I think it's fraudulent. I think the net is something that should never be mentioned anymore, even be mentioned anymore. I think that we had a good strength of schedule. KenPom, why mention him? We were 26 at KenPom. We tried to play a tough schedule. We tried to do things the right way, and we didn't get in. But I never make excuses. I respect the committee for what they do. They give their time. They give their energy to it. They didn't think we measured up to their standards, and we'll take it very positively, like men, and move forward. We're not going to gripe. We're not going to say we got screwed. Well, kind of you did.
Yeah, you kind of did. Yeah. Are you on the ESPN article?
Yes.
You should go check that out if you haven't already, because it's every school that that declined an NIT invitation. Oh, boy, did their coach have something to say about one specific analytic or the other.
Providence's coach, Kim English. I think the analytics are bull blank. And he goes on. All right, let's do it. The big dance with apologies to those schools who didn't get in. Michael Montesano joins us. He was the Circa Millions Booby Prize winner in its initial run here a few years ago, but he is a college basketball sharp bettor and has many a futures ticket and many a thought on Selection Sunday and how these brackets have turned out. He comes to us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Michael?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on. It should be a lot of fun.
Let's start with the beginning, and we'll start with just a general overview of this, because the first thing I said on the show was, I think it's consensus, and I haven't heard anybody really pushing back on this, that for being the number one overall seed, UConn, and the committee chair really explained this, like they got to choose where they went, and then he gave this explanation. Well, then it just became a travel situation for us. But what ends up happening is that UConn gets the worst of it, and we went through who's in their region through the lens of KenPom versus, say, a Purdue in the Midwest. You agree with that generally, yes?
Absolutely. It's almost like the committee doesn't want UConn to go back-to-back, it seemed like.
UConn, let's do this. Let's start in the East. UConn takes on Stetson in the 116. It's the biggest spread on the board, 26.5 points. I assume you're advancing UConn. No play in this game?
I advance UConn. My numbers have it pretty close to the line, about 28.5. Danny Hurley has no problems running up the score. He tries to pound the smaller teams into oblivion. And, but it's a game I wouldn't take, but they will advance.
All right. They will play the winner of the 8-9 game in the East. This is in Brooklyn on Friday between last year's Cinderella story, Florida Atlantic and Northwestern. Bo Bowie and Northwestern with Florida Atlantic, the Owls favored by 2.5. Any play on the game betting wise, and who do you advance?
Well, I believe Northwestern opened up as a 2-point favorite. And before you could blink an eye, I mean, all the money started going in on Florida Atlantic. I believe the Northwestern center, I can't remember his name. I saw he's injured. Now it's questionable whether he's going to play or not. But I don't know what Florida Atlantic team's going to show up. Is this going to be the team that went to the Final Four? Which, by the way, last year they were a one possession in the first round against Memphis. They were one possession away from losing in the first round. So my numbers favor Northwestern by 2, and I bet Northwestern plus the 2.5 this morning. So I'm just going to ride with my numbers. Florida Atlantic just seems like a team. We don't know, you know, which Florida Atlantic team will show up.
All right. So big vote for and a bet on Northwestern right there. Those games, by the way, Friday morning in Brooklyn in the Eastern region. These are Friday in Spokane. The 5-12 game between San Diego State, obviously huge run last year all the way to the final game. 21st ranked team in KenPom. They're taking on the 12th seeded UAB Blazers out of the American Athletic. They won that tournament as a 16-1 dog. Any play on the spread here with the Aztecs favored by 6?
Yeah, it opened up at 7.5, and I jumped on UAB plus 7.5. My numbers favor San Diego State by 6.2. And then the line seems to be going down. The market seems to be, you know, going towards, you know, my number. I tell you, UAB, they're lucky they're playing on Friday. I mean, they just played Sunday, and you want to have that extra day to prepare. And San Diego State, just quite, I don't know, there's something about them this year. They're not as good as I believe as they were last year to make that great run to the Final Four. So I'm gonna jump on UAB, and the line at 6 right now, I still would take it because my, you know, fair market value line 6.2 is what I have. So I would still take UAB plus the 6.
All right, UAB plus the points. And if you were doing a traditional bracket, you would advance who?
I'm going to advance San Diego State. I've got them at, winning by 1.5 in that game.
All right. If you were an upset-minded bracket, I'm hearing that you would probably take UAB, though, in an upset-rewarded bracket.
In an upset-rewarded bracket, I would take UAB.
Okay. Winner of that game plays the winner of the Auburn-Yale game. That's a 4-13 Auburn. Wow, just getting a 4 seed here. That doesn't really jibe with the betting world and power rankings, but they get the number 4 seed here. They're number 4 overall at KenPom against the Ivy League tournament champs, all 4 teams that are in the Ivy League tournament. Yale, which, man, how they won that Ivy League championship. Auburn favored by 13 here.
Yeah, I mean, Yale, a great comeback. They were down 6, I think with like a minute left. And Auburn's right now, they're an absolute juggernaut, as I'll explain more a little bit later. My numbers have Auburn favored by 18.5. I lean to Auburn, but I just, you know, sometimes after teams win an emotional tournament, SEC tournament, how will they come out and play? But Bruce Pearl does a pretty good job of motivating their guys. So I'm going to lean to Auburn in that one. Minus the points.
All right, let's go to the other half of this this region. Thursday in Omaha, 6-seeded BYU, baby, against Duquesne, the A-10 tournament champs. Their first NCAA appearance since 1977. Norm Nixon, man. BYU, which I know is a team, let's full disclosure this, you've got a lot of tickets on BYU, favored by 8 in this game.
I have a lot of tickets. I started putting my tickets in November. 400 to 1, 300 to 1, 180 to 1,
man,
60 to 1 to win it all. I actually have a ticket 60 to 1 from way back when to get to the Final Four. I have 14 to 1, 12 to 1. So, yeah, full disclosure, I have a lot riding on BYU. It's a team that just, it's funny because when they're on, you know, they look like one of the best teams in the country, but when they're off, like they were against Texas Tech, we don't know who, you know, can they beat anybody in the tournament? But they, you know, they had some injuries throughout the year. They had some illnesses. It seems like they're all healthy. Well, with the exception of Khalifa, their center, he turned his ankle. He only played 8 minutes in the game and the loss to Texas Tech. I'm going to lean with BYU. My numbers have minus 8.9. I'm going to lean with BYU. If you just go with conference games, BYU, you know, they're playing in the number one conference in the country, the Big 12. And I'm going to eliminate some of those conference, the aspect of the conference games and go do the full season ratings. I have them favored by 13. So I'm going to take BYU. So it's 8.9 when you add some of their last 10 to 15 conference games, and 13 overall. So I'm going to lean with BYU.
All right. Lean, but there's no bet there is what I'm hearing against the number.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. That is a bet. It is a bet.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Correct. Just clarifying. Winner of BYU, Duquesne takes on the winner. Also Thursday in Omaha, Illinois, the Illini are the third seed here in this region, against Morehead State, the Eagles, the Ohio Valley tournament champs. They're the 14th seed, with the Illini big favorites here in this ball game.
Illinois, another team that can score a lot of points, but they don't play any defense. Morehead State, they're gritty, they're tough. My line had it right around with DraftKings. It 13, I made it. I'm gonna pass on betting the game. I'm gonna advance Illinois in the bracket.
All right, Illini favored by 12 in that. Thursday in Omaha, also 7-seeded Washington State against 10th-seeded Drake, the Missouri Valley Tournament champs. Wazoo here is a 1.5 point dog. Here we have one of those where the lower seed is the favorite. Drake favored by 1.5.
I mean, this two great coaches, Kyle Smith and DeVries from Drake. They get their teams prepared. It's just too bad this is a first round matchup. I'd like to have seen Washington State maybe play one of the Power Six or some of the other bigger schools. Drake, same thing. I have this favor, Washington State minus 1.9. I'm going to pass on the game, and I'm going to take Washington State to advance. I really like the coach there. They did beat Arizona earlier in the year. I think it's going to be a game that goes right down to the wire. So I'm going to take Washington State to advance, but I'm not going to, there's no bet on that game for me.
All right. Last game in this region, Wazoo Drake winner takes on the winner of Iowa State and South Dakota State, the Summit Tournament champs, currently on an 8-game win streak. That's the 215.
Yeah. I mean, Iowa State, they're impressive and their defense is fantastic. I believe they're up to now number one in adjusted defense at KenPom. The offense, sometimes they go through these droughts that you don't want to see in a one and done situation, but they have a lot more talent than South Dakota State. No bet on the game, but Iowa State does advance.
Cyclones favored by 16.5. So the best single bet in that region in the first round for you is?
The best single bet for me is BYU.
Okay, BYU. BYU against the number in the first round.
Against the number.
Okay. Yeah. We will continue region by region, bracket by bracket. Michael Montesano, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
With so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Before we move on to the West Bracket, the Western Region, which is the winner of which will play the winner of the East Region that we just went through with Michael Montesano. We were talking earlier about all these teams that have decided, you know what, we didn't make the big dance, we're not playing in the NIT, and how it's a little different now. And the reason for that, Michael, as you were saying off air, is because of how, well, the game has evolved and transfer portals, right? That has really, you know, influenced this decision making.
Absolutely. I mean, coaches, they need to start recruiting right away, and players aren't going to stick around if they know they're going to leave. And once they go in the portal, I mean, there might be the rare exception. They go in the portal and they play if they do go to the NIT or whatever. But that's the main thing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was watching SVP did something on SportsCenter about he was talking more football than it was basketball. But he was talking about how, you know, Nick Saban's retirement and how Nick Saban is talking about, you know, these kids are just they're focused on the money. And he took a lot of incoming for just basically making a really rational plea about, you know, something's got to change, because we really did have, and this is me talking now, where it's like the transfer portal and NIL happened simultaneously. NIL is really is the issue that he was talking about. And because those two things were both sort of conceived in a bubble and had really good intentions, obviously most of us felt, you know, well, college players ought to be compensated for what they're doing. But what has happened with the confluence of those two events simultaneously is that it's created this sort of monster where, and I can say it from my own personal experience with some of these kids, they really do care about the money first. And while that sounds like it should be obvious, it's to a point where it overrides everything else that we loved about amateur athletics, like to the point where it doesn't matter as much. Hey, chance to play in a big dance in a Final Four or the bag? And the answer almost every time is, the bag. I mean, if he's getting it, and you can't blame him, right? If someone else is getting it, you can't blame him for having that attitude about it. So, yeah.
They have a limited window, and if a lot of these kids aren't going to go to the NBA or G League or maybe even overseas, if there's a pool of money for NIL and they can grab whatever they can grab, I mean, we don't know the situations with a lot of these kids, their home lives.
Yeah.
And whatever they can get, they can get. And then the other aspect is kids want to play. If kids aren't playing, they're unhappy with their playing time. I mean, this is just generation. Instead of staying and working it out and trying to work to to improve your status. They're going to, you know, a lot of these kids just want to, you know, the easy way out. I hate to say it, the easy way out, go on the transfer portal and someone will pick me up and then I'm going to play. So
let's go to the Western region. Winner of the East that we just went through will play the winner of the West. North Carolina is the number one seed. They're the fourth overall number one seed. They're going to play the winner of the play-in game, pardon me, first four game tomorrow night between Howard. Let's go, Bison. Back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances for the Bison. The winners of the MEAC taking on the Wagner Seahawks. Wagner got in as a 20-1 long shot in the Northeast tournament. Howard's favored by three, by the way. Do you have a play in the play-in game in the first four tomorrow night?
I do. I have Howard favored by 1.5. So I took Wagner plus the three. I mean, this, they're just going to slow the game down. It's going to be possession by possession. And I like the way they're playing. I mean, they were, what are they, 30-1 to win their conference title? And they got a little momentum right now. And I took Howard plus the three.
All right. 26.
Excuse me. Wagner
plus Wagner the three. Plus the three. Correct. All right. I assume you'll advance North Carolina there. I guess that's an okay assumption.
Yeah. I'm not taking North Carolina on the money line over Wagner, though. So, but I'll take that.
Just point that out. Okay. Winner of that game will take on the winner of the 8-9. This is one where Michigan State is the 9 seed. Is the slight favorite over Mississippi State? Any play here?
I don't have a play. I do have a future on Michigan State to get to the Final Four. I have them at 13-1. They were playing great for a while. I thought Izzo had the team turn around. I mean, these guys were preseason number five. They have so much talent. I don't know what it is this year. Maybe Izzo might be the next to go because the way he's coaching this team, he just doesn't look happy. On the sidelines. I mean, never looks happy, but I think this year more than ever, there's something not clicking with this team with all the talent, but I did have Michigan State to advance, but I have no play on the game.
All right. Spartans are 1-point favorites against Mississippi State. Those two games will be in Charlotte on Thursday. By the way, Mississippi State, Michigan State, if I'm not mistaken, is the first game to tip off Thursday morning. That will be how March Madness begins Thursday morning with Mississippi State, Michigan State. All right, Friday in Spokane, 5-12 games. St. Mary's, the Gaels against Grand Canyon. The Antelopes of Grand Canyon, were the WAC regular season and tournament champs.
I mean, yesterday on CBS, I mean, they couldn't spit out 5-12 fast enough. And I think some of the guys really were like, couldn't. Grand Canyon. So, I have St. Mary's favored by 6.5 this game. I don't have a play on it, but I see them advancing. Grand Canyon's a great story. They're well coached. They have some athletes. I think they're undersized, but St. Mary's and their defense and the way that the style of play, I think they'll just wear down Grand Canyon, and I don't see a 5-12 upset here. So St. Mary's advanced, but no play.
All right. Gale's favored by 5.5, but no play for you, despite you having them as a 6.5 point favorites by your numbers. All right. Winner of that game takes on the Bama Charleston game. Alabama, the 4 seed, the Charleston Cougars, winners of the Coastal Conference tournament, formerly the Colonial. They're the 13th seed. With Alabama favored here in this game by boop, 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 boop. What do you got here? By 9.
So it opened up at 10.5. It's down to 9. I took College of Charleston plus the 9. My numbers have Alabama minus 7.5 in this game. And I, really that is in the way that I get to these numbers is the last 5 and 10 games. I kind of take the ratings of those teams and then I take the full year. So I'm going to kind of go with the last 5 to 10 games and the way Alabama's played and the way College of Charleston's played. Alabama just refuses, you know, I have a future on Alabama to win the national championship. They refuse to play defense. They can score with the best of them, but College of Charleston is very good offensively as well. And they have a fantastic coach. So I'll take College of Charleston plus the 9.
Plus the 9. Would you take them in any upset rewarded pool? Would you advance them as well?
I would not. I would not. Take Alabama.
Okay. Second half of this bracket in the West. Friday in Memphis, 6-seeded Clemson, 11-seeded New Mexico, where New Mexico is the 11 seed, is a 2.5 point favorite Mountain West tournament champs.
I have New Mexico favored by 3.5 in this one. It's not a play for me, and I am going to advance New Mexico. Their guard play is fantastic. They've been playing really, really well their last five games. I mean, Clemson in the ACC tournament, they just laid an egg against Boston College. And, you know, I have a buddy who some plays for Clemson. He's probably going to listen to this. And, you know, so he's probably not going to be too happy with me. But numbers are numbers. And New Mexico is playing really well. So I'm gonna advance New Mexico, but no play on the game.
All right, winner of that takes on the Baylor Colgate game. That's a 3:14 game, also Friday in Memphis. Baylor favored by 13.5.
Yeah, two great coaches. Matt Langel, probably one of the most underrated coaches in the country at Colgate. They've won the Patriot League 5 years in a row. I would have to assume he's gonna take the next step with his career, but who knows? He seems to really love it at Colgate. I made the line, my numbers have the line at 14.5, so it's kind of close to where we're at. There's no play on the game, but I'm gonna take Baylor to advance in this one.
Okay, and then the last couple games in this region, 10-7 game, again, where the 10 seed is favored by a point, Nevada against Dayton, Nevada being the 10 seed.
Yeah, Dayton. I love this Dayton team. I don't love the pace that they play, but for an upset like this, I think they'll get the job done. I took them plus the 1.5, and I have them to advance over Nevada. I'm not a big fan of Steve Alford, especially in the tournament.
There you go. There's a call for Dayton. All I've heard is Nevada thus far. All right, that game's Thursday in Salt Lake City, as is this one. The winner of the Dayton-Nevada game will take on the winner of the 2:15 game between Arizona and Long Beach State, the Big West tournament champs, who had lost 5 in a row before the Big West tournament. This is one of the best stories in the country. Dan Monson and the school came to the agreement. Their head coach came to the agreement. Hey, this is over whenever this season is over. And then all they did was win. Wildcats favored by 19.5, though.
What an amazing story. He's a great guy. He still wants to keep coaching. They interviewed him after the game. He will keep coaching. They're not going to win this game. Arizona is just too talented. I have no play. I didn't bet the game, but Arizona will advance.
All right, best bet in that region in round one then is the round of 64?
Dayton.
Okay, so BYU in the East. Dayton among the first round games here in the West. We'll get to the other side. And of course, Michael's Final Four. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before the tournament tips off, start betting smarter with a VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up on a VSiN Pro annual subscription today and get your first year for only $199 instead of the typical price of $240. Just use promo code ANG. Get VSiN Pro access to everything we do for an entire year. That includes our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access, plus our March Mania betting guide with best bets for every game and round of the tournament. Remember to use promo code ANG, though.
ANG like a numbers game.
Get your first year of VSiN Pro access for only $199. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I just want to read a couple because we got to get to these games. Jason Stark, UConn supporters can't have it both ways. They can't get to play in the best two locations for any team for the first 2 weeks, New York City and Boston, both within a two-hour drive of campus, and then bitch about the opponents. Jason, I'm not sure it was UConn folks, quite frankly. It certainly wasn't Danny Hurley. It's just those of us who are just looking at the bracket. So I wouldn't even put that on UConn. I'd just put that on bracket analysis. Brian Brisson, he says, with the prevalence of the transfer portal, I think it gives them an advantage in recruiting and allows their players to seek an opportunity elsewhere if they so desire. Talking about teams that did not make the big dance. I think we'll see a change in transfer windows if this continues, or we will see the NIT disband.
I mean, how can they coexist?
It's...
like, I completely agree with that.
I completely agree.
How does that open today? Agree. And then you expect these teams to get in some of the low... wait, we're talking about the NIT.
Imagine the others.
Aren't there, like, four other, like, levels we've got these days?
Yeah. It's funny, Michael Montesano joins us. We've got to go through a couple other regions. But what did you say to me off air? You're like, when do we get to talk about what?
When can we talk about Victor Wembanyama, Women Defensive Player of the Year?
Exactly. That's what we're here for. I mean, honestly, before we get back into the brackets... is this not become it, I started this a month ago, and I think people thought I was crazy. Like, oh, shut up, Gil. It's so true, right? Like, he's completely the defensive player of the year. And as we're talking off air, totally going to win it like every year from now on after this year. And the team won't be any better next year. But no one will use that as an excuse. No one will be like, ah, the team sucks. That'll just be for this year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's becoming laughable at this point with the numbers he's putting up and all the excuses everyone gives. But I think the biggest thing is look at the on-off court splits. He can't do anything when he's sitting on the bench or not playing if he's you know, resting, if Pop's had him resting for a game or whatever. The on-off splits, that should win him right there, the Defensive Player of the Year award.
What was that number those stats you just gave Kelly real quick before we get to the brackets?
From Tommy Beer, total blocks over the past 15 games, Rockets 71, Clippers 68, Victor Wembanyama 68, Heat 63, every other team in the NBA below.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay.
Incredible performance last night, both ends of the court. He was awesome last night.
It's amazing. What will his opening numbers be for MVP and Defensive Player of the Year next year?
I have no idea. That's all I was thinking about watching that game last night. MVP, I think it's going to be like 12-1 or something like that.
And Defensive Player of the Year will be minus 17 zeros. Put whatever number in front of those zeros.
I'm trying to decide. I don't know, it might be like 2-1, 3-1.
All right, Michael, let's get back into it. South, other side of the bracket. Friday in Memphis. Houston, the number one seeded Houston Cougars, taking on Longwood, the Lancers, Big South tournament champs. The 16 seed, Houston, massive favorite here. I assume you're advancing Houston. Do you have a play on the spread?
Yeah, advancing Houston. I have no play on this. It's right around, my numbers are right around with the numbers, but you never know. Maybe Kelvin Sampson wants to send a message to his team because of how poorly they played against Iowa State. But I'm not going to take that chance. My numbers say what they are, and I'm just going to advance Houston in the bracket.
All right, Houston, 23.5-point consensus favorite. Not quite the biggest favorite on the board. That distinction belongs to UConn in their first-round game. Also Friday in Memphis, winner of that game, assuming it's Houston, will take on the winner of Nebraska and A&M. Nebraska and Texas A&M, the 8-9 game in the South. Any plays here? Who are you advancing?
No play here. I am advancing Texas A&M. I really liked how they played in the SEC tournament. Buzz had those guys playing extremely hard, and they had a big lead against Florida. They kind of let it slip away. They could have gone to the SEC final. But I really think Buzz will have them ready here. Hoiberg's done a really good job with his team this year. But I think A&M just too athletic, and they'll advance.
Yeah, we're showing the Cornhuskers favored by one in this, but I have some spots here where it's just a complete pick 'em, just a complete coin flip. There's no spread at all in this. By the way, Nebraska, the only Power 5 school in the country with no NCAA tournament wins in history. None. Also, Friday, this one in Brooklyn, 5-12 game between Wisconsin and James Madison. The Dukes were the Sun Belt tournament champs, 31-3 on the season. Wisconsin favored by 5.5.
Yeah, Wisconsin got off to a great start, and then they went through a stretch where they struggled, and then now they played really well. So it's like recency bias. We're going to look and see how they played the last three or four games, which they've done a tremendous job. They had some injuries. A couple key players are back. But I'm going to take James Madison plus the 4.5. What was the line you said? We said it was 4.5?
Well, I said 5.5. We're showing 6 now on this.
Okay, 6. Okay, well, I got a bad number because I got it right here. I bet him 4.5 this morning. So I would take James Madison plus 6. I think they're going to win the game outright. They went into Michigan State. They beat them earlier in the year. They're a pretty talented team. And I think Wisconsin, a little, the emotions of losing yesterday, a tough Big Ten tournament. That's going to be my upset right there. Take James Madison.
All right. Winner of that, you got James Madison. Also in Brooklyn on Friday is the 4-13 game between they'll take on the winner of the 4-13 game, I should say, between Duke and Vermont. The Catamounts, the 13 seed, are American East tournament champs, but also double digit dogs here to the Dukies.
Yeah, John Becker, tremendous coach at Vermont. I don't know how many titles they've won in a row, but I think Duke's going to advance. I have no bet on this game. Duke will advance. even though Vermont is, they're very scrappy. I like Duke in this one to advance, but no bet.
All right. Other side of this bracket, Thursday in Pittsburgh, 6-11 game between Texas Tech, the number 24 team in KenPom, against the 11-seeded Wolfpack of NC State, the ACC tournament champs, 100-1 odds to win the ACC tournament. They do it. They go through Carolina and Duke. Five games, five wins in 5 days. And as we said at the beginning, more wins at the Capital One Arena in 5 days than the Wizards have had all year, 5-4. Texas Tech, though, favored by 5 points in this game.
I have no bet on this game, but I do have Texas Tech to advance. I just think NC State, I mean, that was the ACC tournament. That was their whole season. They gave it everything they had there, and kudos to them. They did an amazing job. But I think, you know, their energy levels will be down a little bit, but my numbers made this game at 3.5, Texas Tech -3.5, but I'm going to pass on this.
You're going to pass.
But Texas Tech to advance.
Yep. Texas Tech to advance. All right. Winner of that game, between Texas Tech and NC State, takes on the winner also Thursday in Pittsburgh of the 3-14 game. Very in vogue play for many. Kentucky is the third seed, number 19 in KenPom, best 3-point field goal percentage team in the country, 41.2%. They're taking on number 14, Oakland, the Horizon League tournament champs. Kentucky, no surprise here, a large favorite in this one.
Yeah, Kentucky's going to advance. No bet on this game as well. Oakland, very well coached team. Kentucky, again, the team that just, you know, refuses to defend. That's a lot of points to give, but I don't see any value either way. But Kentucky will advance in this one.
All right, Kentucky favored by 13.5, what we're showing there. And the last two games in this region, Friday in Indianapolis, 7-10 game between the Gators, Gators of Florida, couldn't quite win the SEC tournament. We had a lot of folks here on the show who had them as a long shot to win that tournament. They're taking on Boise State and our boy Tyson Dagenhart. What do you like here?
Yeah, I like Colorado to advance in this one. Underrated team, well coached. And if they play Florida, I just looked at my numbers. It's going to be basically a Florida -2, -2.5. That'll be a close game. So if Colorado can get there, I like Colorado to advance. I have them in my bracket to advance, so I like Colorado.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I misspoke. So Boise State, Colorado playing in the play-in game on Wednesday night with Colorado favored by 2.5. So you got Colorado beating Boise State, and then you have Colorado also advancing past that.
Yeah, I don't have a play in the Colorado-Boise State game, but I think Colorado is going to get the job done, and then I'm going to take Colorado over Florida. That's
okay.
A horrible injury from Florida yesterday, Colorado's an undervalued team.
All right, so whether it's Florida, whether it's Boise State, whether it's Colorado, they will play whoever it is. The winner of the Marquette Western Kentucky 2-15 game, with Marquette a big favorite there.
I like Western Kentucky plus the points. You know, fastest tempo team in the country. It's gonna be a high variance game. I like them. I took Western Kentucky plus the big number.
Western Kentucky plus the big number. The big number exactly is, Kelly, what do you got here on this game? Western Kentucky, Marquette, boop-a-boop-a-doo. Showing double. I can't find it on my board. This matter.
When we come back.
It's double digits. He's taking Western 14, Kentucky.
14, maybe?
14. Coming back. Final region next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
There's never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, because right now we have a VSiN exclusive offer for new DraftKings customers. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager. You can earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days on DraftKings. Don't wait. Download the app now. Use code ANG when you sign up and earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager now. That right there is quite the offer. With so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada here at the D. Michael Montesano, kind enough to join us, go bracket by bracket. We will be doing this, by the way, after the show. Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I, the March Madness Megapod, Beating the Book podcast, which produced Will's FAU to the Final Four prediction last year. Todd had UConn beating San Diego State in the finals. It's just insane how good they were last year. We're about to run that back here momentarily. Michael and I and Kelly, we have one more reason to get to. Before we do, Michael, let us, Kelly, if you could, recap all of his bets thus far in the first three regions.
You got it. So far, BYU laying 8, Wagner taking 3, Charleston plus 9.5, Dayton plus 1, James Madison plus 6, and Western Kentucky, which was
plus 14.5.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had that. 14 at DraftKings right now.
Yeah.
158 is the total on that game.
Okay, and by region, your best bets, Michael, were BYU,
BYU,
Dayton, yep, and JMU.
Yep. Did you, you had College of Charleston, did I hear that right?
Yep,
had that
at Charleston, 9.5, yep.
These will all be at Visa.com/picks.
Yep.
All of your
and
picks.
James Madison was my best bet in the South.
In the South was James Madison. Okay. All of these will be at Visa.com/picks, as are all picks from all hosts and all guests throughout the network. All right. One more region to get to. The winner of the South region that we just went through will play the winner of the Midwest region, where Purdue is the number one seed, third overall number one seed. And as we're talking about UConn's more dicey draw, even though they're not complaining about it, Purdue probably got the best of it. They're going to play the winner of the Montana State Grambling State play-in game, or as they say again officially, the first four game between the Bobcats of Montana State, Big Sky Conference Tournament champs, and Grambling State. First ever trip for Grambling to the Big Dance. Any play in the first four game between those two?
No play in that for me.
No play in that, by the way. Montana State, a 3.5-point favorite. That is going to be on Wednesday. Okay. I assume you'll advance Purdue, no matter who.
Yeah, advance Purdue. Hopefully they...
Maybe I shouldn't say that after what happened last year. But yeah, I assume you...
I think we're going to advance Purdue.
Yeah. Okay. Winner of that, assuming it's Purdue, we'll take on the winner of the 8-9. These are both at Friday, in Indianapolis. TCU, the 9th seed, a 3-point favorite over the 8th seed Utah State. Any play here?
No play here. No value on either side. I did advance TCU in this one.
All right. Thursday in Salt Lake City. Number 5, Gonzaga against number 12, McNeese State. The Southland Tournament champs. Gonzaga. Yeah. How do you feel about them generally?
Get prepared for everyone to talk about McNeese State. I think Gonzaga, believe it or not, is undervalued, and as I'll get to in my Sweet 16 and so on. I have Gonzaga favored by 10.7 in this one. I took Gonzaga.
All right, Gonzaga favored by 6.5. This is down a bit. I'm seeing 7s. We say 6.5 consensus. Gonzaga 6.5-point favorites against McNeese State.
Yeah, this was another one of those popular dogs that got hit early yesterday and has kind of swung back Gonzaga way this morning.
Speaking of dogs that got hit, winner of that game will take on the winner of the 4-13 game between Kansas and Samford. Samford got hit in the betting markets. How do you feel about this one?
Yeah, I mean, without us knowing what's going on with Hunter Dickinson and McCullers, that's a pass for me. I am going to advance Kansas. I know a lot of bracket busters are probably going to take Samford, but I'm going to give Bill Self the benefit of the doubt with his track record in the NCAA tournament. I'm going to take Kansas.
Yeah, this is settled in now as 7.5 in favor of the Jayhawks. All right, we go also Thursday now. We go to Pittsburgh. 6-11 game between South Carolina and the Pac-12 tournament champs. The final Pac-12 tournament champ, Oregon Ducks. With Oregon, a tick of a favorite here as the 11 seed.
Yeah, I like Oregon on the money line in this one. Short money line price. The line opened up at South Carolina -1.5, and now I believe Oregon's the short favorite. I like Daniel Altman as a coach, so I advanced Oregon and I'm taking them on the money line.
You know, we're showing Oregon as the 1-point favorite. I'm looking at a book right now that has South Carolina as the 1-point favorite. So I guess it's still bouncing all over the place. Yep. Winner of that game takes on the winner of also Thursday in Pittsburgh of the Creighton-Akron game. Creighton's the 3rd seed in the region. Akron, the MAC tournament champs. And boy, talk about a close to a tournament. My goodness. Akron is the 14th seed, gets by.
No play on this game. I do have Creighton advancing. just a brutal way for Kent State to lose their chance to get into the tournament. Tough one.
Akron, a 12.5-point dog in this game. What we're referring to is a kid who didn't know that they were up a point and fouled, basically describes it.
Yeah, he fouled when they were up by one, and I think he thought they were down one.
Yeah.
And you really, really feel bad for the kid. And
you do, because you recognize that kid's going to remember that for the rest of his life, right? Like, that's going to hang with him for a long time.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know if you know this, and this is 1982, Georgetown, North Carolina, Michael Jordan's freshman year. Jordan hits a shot to put Carolina up by a point with seconds left in the game. But Georgetown has enough time to advance the ball down court. They cross the timeline, and Freddie Brown, who's the point guard of Georgetown, sees a flash come across his right side, and he throws it right to James Worthy. And that was how the game basically ended. Worthy then gets fouled in the corner. And you know, John Thompson just hugs Freddie Brown.
Yeah.
What else can you do? Like, this, it's so, so heartbreaking for some of these kids. All right, so Creighton, Akron, you advance. Creighton, no play on the spread, you said?
No play.
All right, winner of that game takes on... Oh, no, pardon me. Now we go to the final two games. The winner of that would play the South Carolina-Oregon winner. Thursday in Charlotte, final two games of this region. Texas against Virginia, 7-10 game. Virginia with the slowest pace in the country. Oh, Virginia actually playing Colorado State, pardon me, in a first four. Any play in the Virginia-Colorado State game?
I mean, I cannot believe we're going to be succumbed to watching Virginia play in the NCAA tournament. I mean, I don't understand it. I like Colorado State to advance in that game, and then I like Tennessee.
You like Texas, you mean?
I'm sorry, I like Texas in that one. Yes.
Okay, but speaking of Tennessee, if it is Texas, they'll play the winner of the Tennessee St. Peter's game, the Metro Atlantic tournament champs. Tennessee and Dalton Connect in this one, massive favorites. You're high on Tennessee generally, yes.
I'm generally high. Full disclosure, I have no wagers on Tennessee, but I am very high on them, as I'll get to in a minute.
Okay.
My final.
Well, let's do that. Let's advance. So you're advancing Tennessee. No play on the spread in this game, I'm hearing. No play on the spread.
No play. It's right around where my number has it.
Okay. Your favorite bet in the round of 64 in that region was?
Oregon on the money line over South Carolina.
Okay. All right. How do you want to do this? You want to start with the Sweet 16? You want to go to Elite Eight? You want to advance right to the Final Four? How would you like to do it?
Well, we can go Sweet 16.
Okay.
Go to the East. I have UConn playing Auburn. And I have BYU playing Iowa State.
Let's stay in that region. Who do you got going to the, who do you got advancing?
I have Auburn beating UConn.
Oh, man. Okay. Auburn beating UConn to go to the Final Four. Okay.
And then when Iowa State and BYU, they play each other for the third time. Just Iowa State's defense is just too tough. Even though BYU's, you know, they beat them one time, the first game in BYU, and then they played them great. The second time, I'm going to advance Iowa State, and then I'm going to advance Auburn to the Final Four.
All right, Auburn to the Final Four. Next region.
I have North Carolina going against St. Mary's. And I have Baylor against Arizona.
All right.
And I have North Carolina and Arizona in the Elite Eight, with North Carolina going to the Final Four.
Keep going, because we got a minute left.
Yep, I have Houston playing Duke, Kentucky playing Marquette. I have Houston and Kentucky in the Elite Eight, with Houston going to the Final Four.
And then the final region?
I have Purdue and Gonzaga and Creighton and Tennessee. And then in the Elite Eight, I have Gonzaga against Tennessee. And I have Tennessee in the Final Four against Houston. My national championship game is Auburn versus Tennessee, with Auburn winning the national championship.
Bruce Pearl on the leaflet, everybody.
Let's go.
Michael Montesano, everybody. Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Had a lot of fun.
We even got some Wimbanyama in there. We've done all could do. Thank you, Michael. We've done all we can do. Michael comes to us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, of course. Golics are next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.